Welcome back to Cat's Path. Shoot, trying to get over to my notes. So, long time no see. It's literally only been a week. I was actually really excited for this episode, just because I have a lot of notes to talk about. I did a, what's it called? Like a little questionnaire a couple days ago. Well, last week, I think it was probably like Thursday or something, asking if it came up, like, could I use your name in a podcast or in this podcast, obviously. And most people said yes, so I'm glad I got the permission and to go ahead and utilize that. To recap, over the week, I hung out with my friend Campbell, and I'm so excited to actually like talk about her and introduce her. So yeah, her name is Campbell. She is my lieutenant in Police Explorers. She takes me home most practices, and I love her very much. She is so awesome, and I'm glad I can like talk about her now. But anyways, she came over and we played Fortnite, which was super fun. Like just thinking back, it was so fun. So just been some like quality girl time. We've never really hung out like that before. So it was super awesome. So we played some games, just chilled, gossiped, you know, normal girl things, and talked about Explorers a lot and what we're gonna kind of do moving forward together as officers to get ready for competitions. So that was super awesome. And I'm super excited I can say her name. But yeah, she came over and it was really great and really fun, and I loved spending that time with her. Also recap, not as fun, actually not fun at all, but I have an allergic reaction right now going on my eyes. One eye is worse than my other. I used it's not with me right now. Like it was hyaluronic acid or something, one of the like beauty acids that people put on their faces. And it was making like my eyes super dry, so I stopped using it, and I haven't used it in like 3 weeks already. But my skin is like the skin around my eye has still been super patchy and red and like flaky. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of gross. But I've kind of been able to manage it. I've still been wearing like makeup over it. But I don't think I should do that anymore because my left eye, I think Saturday when Campbell came over, is when I noticed it was starting to get super swollen. And it is still super swollen. And it hurts. So I have not been wearing makeup, which is very hard for me because I kind of don't feel pretty without it. But I've been, you know, trying to take medicine and stuff to get it taken care of. But like that is just such an annoying thing. And a, you know, swollen eye just out of nowhere is ridiculous. So yeah, short little recap. So January is over. I mean, this is the last day of January. January is over. That didn't last very long. And I feel like this January did not January like other Januaries have Januaried. Does that make sense? Like I feel like this January has not been the normal. Oh no, hold on. We need to pause real quick. My Hello Kitty planter was facing away from me. I needed to put her back. But I feel like it has not had the same vibe as other Januaries, which is a little disappointing. And I'm not sure why, but I'm disappointed in it, and it makes me very sad. And next January better have January like other Januaries have Januaried in the past, minus this January. That was fun. But yeah, January's already over. I don't know how that happened. It was literally so quick. So quick. And like, as I've gotten older, the months do seem to go by faster. Like, you're kind of all of a sudden like, ooh, I'm in June. Oh, I'm in October. Oh, shoot, it's December. Like, it definitely s move, they move faster, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm like, dang, my birthday month wasn't really that long. Good thing I'm not a like birthday month person where like I celebrate my birthday all month long, because that would have been really disappointing that it went by in what felt like just a week. It really felt so quick. But yeah, literally already over. We're about to get into February, Valentine's month, Valentine's Day month, and my dad's birthday. So still birthday's coming up, which is cool. Don't know what I'm doing for that yet. I mean, I'll be with him. I don't know what we're doing yet, but yeah, birthday month is over. Sad. Chapter is closed. It was funny. So Campbell's birthday is actually also in January. So our birthday month is over. And it was both of our golden birthdays. So she turned the age. Well, she turned 18. Her birthday's on the 18th. That's what makes it a golden birthday. When you turn the age that. When you turn the number that your birthday is on. So I turned 20 on the 20th. That's a golden birthday. And so it was Campbell's. So that was really cool. But it's already over for us, which just sucks. Anyways. Still working diligently at work. But it is already getting very chaotic. It is already getting very, I don't want to say stressful, but it's just getting very chaotic. And it's already just reverting back to what it was before, but I'm trying not to let it get to me. I'm trying to just not let myself get too overwhelmed with it. I'm trying to take it more chill. But it is starting to get a lot again, but I just have to kind of control myself better and make sure I don't feel like I'm getting overwhelmed and stressed out. Because, you know, I still go home at the end of the day. I still get my weekends, so I'm trying to make the best out of it, but it's getting a little much. But I mean, that's every job, so I know I can't complain too much. Explorers, which is also what I'm in, is still super fun, of course, but it has been a little aggravating, and I think that just comes with the territory when you're working with a bunch of high school kids. But it is it's a little aggravating for me right now. I'm trying not to be too hard on them. I'm trying not to, you know, I'm trying to like contain myself. I know they're kids. They're literally in high school. They have their high school experiences that they're going through and all of that stuff. So I'm trying not to like push too hard, because a big thing about me as a captain for them, what I've always said to them, is that I understand you guys are in high school still. Because when I was captain, I was still in high school. So I understand, even though you're in this program and we are, of course, held to a much higher standard, I still understand having your normal teenage experiences. So it's been fun, but it's been a little aggravating is the best word, really. Planning for just trying to get everything in line before competition, because while competition is in May, and you're like, oh, that's kind of far. Considering how January went, if all these months go like that, competition is going to be upon us literally within like the next 2 days. It's what it's going to feel like. And we only practice once a week. So our time flies fast as far as covering information, practicing, team bonding, all that stuff. But yesterday, Monday, Explorers Monday, we did go out to dinner as a group, and that was super fun. And that's always what I've pitched for and what I've always tried to make happen, and it's just never happened. But it happened Monday, and it was really, really fun. So I'm super glad with that, and I think hopefully that shows them too that we can still be, you know, we have our hard, like locked in focus. Study time, and then we can decompress and still be with each other and still work on those groups and those bonds, and we can kind of decompress from the night while also like looking back and debriefing on what we did and everything. So fun, definitely still positive, of course, but also a little stressful, just because it like what I was saying last time, because these kids have not been to a competition before, so they don't understand like how vital, from finding out when competition is to competition day, all every single day in between is so vital and so important. I'm working on some things for them to hopefully. Ooh, my cheekbones are popping right now. Sorry, I'm just got distracted by my glowing high cheekbones. Anyways, they don't. I really just need them to understand And I don't, and I, some people would be like, oh, well, you know, they'll do whatever they want and then they'll see what their actions, you know, how well their actions actually play out competition day, which I get. And sometimes I'm in that same boat of just like, well, you know, they'll see what happens when they get there and wish they would, like, you know, they see what they could have done better at competition, which I get. And so they can look back and be like, oh, I should have studied more in between, whatever. But we also kind of don't have that time just because there's so many good opportunities for us this competition. If we just really do good, these kids can really do good, and I would much rather them go in there and kick butt and just actually do awesome and be like, I deserved this and just did so well, instead of going trying to wing it and then they lose and they'll be like, well, wait, that was competition? I mean, I guess that's what competition is. Like, we know we're gonna lose every time, because you don't have to. You can go to a competition, the first competition you ever go to, and win. And that's kind of what I want to happen with these kids. So I really want them. I had a heart to heart with them on Monday as well, just being like, guys, you know, I really, we just all, we sat in a circle and I just poured everything out that I had. So I'm hoping that helps. I think it's going good. I still, you know, leave practice happy and whatever. But high school kids are high school kids, plain and simple, I guess. School is also still going very good. Not like I've had many classes. I think I've literally been to class 3 times. But it's still doing good. I had some funny stories I was gonna tell y'all about. So art, appreciation going really good. Like that class a lot. I think I, even though, like, music, I've always been like a music kid or whatever. I'm not like an artistic person, but music is like my jam. Funny. But I actually really enjoy art. So I like that class a lot. There's really nothing to say except that it's 8 in the morning, so it's a little struggle. A little bit of a struggle getting there, but otherwise it's pretty great. So in ethics, it's a really interesting class. Kind of hurts my brain towards the end, but it's fine. But there's this dude. So at community college, the difference between community college and like normal college is that normal college, like a university, I guess, is that like you're still around people your age, like most of the time. But with community, I mean, I think from like what I see from pictures, I don't know. But community college, it is barely anybody my age, and it is mostly adults. Like, either they're going back to college after a long time, or, like, I don't know. It's very different pathways for people in there, and most of them are adults. So, in ethics, actually, I'm gonna pause and take a sip out of my Stanley, which, speaking of Stanleys, have y'all heard about that, that controversy, or not controversy, but like that warning that they put out about the lead in Stanley cups? From what I know about it, it's like a little tiny metal piece that's like in the bottom of it, and the only way that that lead will like be exposed is if you like throw your Stanley around like a football. So I think people should be fine. But didn't know if you guys heard about that. If you have a Stanley, you should look that up. Anyways, so in this ethics class, this man has got to be like 50 or 60, like he's older, and my teacher is talking about ethics and to put, like, not many people know like what ethics is, so he's really starting from the beginning. So we're starting about the history of ethics, talking about Greeks and Romans because they were the ones that like started ethics and philosophy, because ethics is a part of philosophy, whatever, right? But when the Roman Empire fell, Catholic or Catholicism, is that right? Catholicism took precedence over everything, and people didn't rely as much on philosophy. So he's kind of talking about how the world was like in shambles because everything was just kind of a mess getting when starting Catholicism. I hope that's the right word. And so he's talking about, you know, like, oh, the people were doing this, the people were doing that. My teacher. And then this man, I don't know anybody, he looks like a Bob, quite honestly. He looks like a Bob, so we're gonna say Bob. He was like, well, you mean this part of the world, because people in Israel, and they were doing fine with their religion. And it was like, I mean, a valid point, I guess, but also, like, you kind of know that wasn't, like, you kind of know, it was like the way he, my phone, it was kind of like the way he said it was as if my teacher did not realize that other parts of the world may be doing fine. Like, he's obviously talking about one specific part of the world where this is going on. But this Bob was like, well, what about the other parts of the world? And like, yes, obviously, some other parts of the world are doing fine. And you can kind of see my teacher, he was kind of like, bruh. Like, he kind of just had this look, and he was trying to be cool, he was trying to be chill. So he was like, oh yeah, for sure, like, other parts of the world, they were doing fine. They weren't struggling like this part of the world, what I am currently talking about, is going through. And the dude's like, yeah, you know, you can't, like, group. And then he's trying to argue with my teacher, and I'm like, oh. And I could see my teacher trying to keep his chill. Props to him. He was trying so hard to just be like, you know, trying not to engage with this man. But I could tell he was like getting on his nerves. I'm like, oh man. So then he just kept talking. This dude kept trying to contradict everything, or not contradict, but kept just trying to, you know, like, jab at what my teacher was saying. I'm like, please just let this man teach. I just need him to lecture me, please. I was like, oh, and that was 2 classes ago, and he did it last class too, and I'm like, man, am I really gonna have to deal with this dude trying to, like, argue with my teacher every class? Like, is that really what we're gonna do every single class? Like, please don't. But then it also, like, affected my teacher. I'm saying my teacher because I don't know his name. But it also, like, affected him, because then he was, like, stuttering on what he was saying, or he would, like, say something, and he'd be like, oh, but, like, not in that way, because, you know, like, he was trying to save himself with everything he was saying, which you shouldn't have to do, because we understood what you were talking about, except Bob. Bob was the only one who did not understand. I mean, I think he did, but it was just, like, that we weren't talking about that, bro. Like, come on. So, that dude is... Literally, I walk in and I see that he's sitting there, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna go through this again. So that's just an interesting thing about ethics. I still like the class. I actually really, really like my teacher. He's a very cool dude. He's got an accent from like Minnesota or something. So he's always like, you know, he goes, you know, or something like that. It's funny. And then I have psychology. And the only thing I don't, because I've actually taken psychology before, and I really, really loved it. So I was, like, super excited to be back in a psychology class, like, and going into more depth and just taking it to a deeper level. So I was super excited until I find out that everything in this dang class, I was gonna say damn class, which I mean, you know, but everything in this dang class is group work. Every single class is group work. Which you would be like, well, Kat, you want to make more friends, so this is, like, the perfect way to do that. And I'm like, okay, listener, I agree with you, except that the group that I'm in is full of shy people. And if I'm the, because I'm shy too, right, as we've talked about, but if I'm the one that needs to talk, I can do it. So I've been in a group with these people 3 times, 3 days, and no, it's not in a row, because there's so much time that goes in between classes, because I only go to class Monday and Wednesday. So I know it's, like, a lot of time in between, but every time I get back in these groups with these people, it's like starting over again. It's like the first day, when she threw us into these groups, and none of us know each other, so we're, like, trying to make small talk, but also just trying to get the work done, and, like, we don't really know if we want to keep making conversations with these people, or, like, what. But that's how what it's been every single time. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I want to get to a point with these people to where we can just, like, either do the work quickly, efficiently, and then, like, don't have to speak to each other anymore, or we can all be friends. It doesn't really matter to me, but, like, going in there every day, knowing we're basically going to have to, like, still have that first time awkward shyness every time is a little unbearable. So that's it with them. But school is still going fine, like grade-wise, I guess. but still haven't been there many classes, so maybe it'll change. I guess it's still like, you know, school week, work week is 5 days long. We've only had three classes, so maybe we need two more. Have like official, like school week, time frame, and maybe things will be better. That's whatever. So yeah. Anyways, but everything, all of my outside activities are going good. Just stuff is happening, and I feel like, I don't know. I'm feel a little bit more confident talking about stuff now, like kind of going into more depth about these things. So, yeah, I'm glad about that I'm kind of sharing that. Anyways, so this also goes back to work real quick, but also is going into my other point of at work, with it being so chaotic and stuff, there are some things that I can just not figure out to find the life of me. So for a couple of these assignments that I'm working on for the few weeks I've been there, 2 weeks, I posted on a forum, like a Microsoft forum in Adobe, like, you know, Photoshop forum, to ask people. And I realized, like, forums are a thing. There's forums for everything, and it's kind of cool. And I've really been wanting to get into writing again because I love to write. I just never really have anything to write about. I try to make stuff, but like I don't really have great, like I can't really think of ideas up on the fly. But I was wondering if there was like forums out there or something. Maybe not forums, but something like that, like platforms where I can like write stories and stuff like that, and put that out there for people, because sometimes the stuff I write, like the stuff I've written in the past, is very like deep personal stuff, and I don't always want friends or family being the ones reading them. Sometimes it's kind of just nice if a stranger reads them and like, this is great, I relate. Kind of like what I do here with the podcast. It's kind of awkward when my friends or family listen because this is like personal stuff for me, but when a stranger listens to it, it's kind of like, you know, they can agree or disagree or whatever. So I kind of want to start writing on something like a forum. I've also literally had this thought yesterday, but what if I could do like a part-time newspaper writer? Like writing for a newspaper or a magazine or something? Because I saw a magazine and it had the title of the article and it said, you know, written by. I'm like, I could do that, you know? So I kind of want to maybe look at that if there's like any part-time, it doesn't even have to be part-time, like job-wise, but just something where maybe I could get in more into the writing scene, either with a magazine or something a little bit more low-key, like forums or just other online platforms to write stuff. I think that'd be really fun because I really want to start writing again. Like I try, like I sit there, you know, with my keyboard and I'm trying to write something, but I just have nothing good to write about. So maybe like a topic, like a website with a bunch of topics, and then people like write a story and you can see everyone's stories or something like that. I think that would be really interesting. So that's kind of what I'm looking at to do on the side, as if I'm not busy enough. Just kidding. I'm good. and then I thought about this last episode after I said something completely different. What I want is I want to have a guest for episode 10, and that be my little celebration. But just so that gives me a little bit more time to save up and get the rest of the equipment that I need. But I think I want to have a guest, maybe not every other week, but maybe every month, just once every month. Considering, excuse me, most podcasts, or most of the, I mean, there's four podcasts in a week, so one of those weeks be just a guest. I think that'll kind of spread it out more because, as we've discussed, I don't have very many friends, so I don't want to use them all up that quick. So, anyways. But that is kind of all. I feel like maybe I haven't talked for that long, but also maybe I have. And yeah, that's just kind of everything. I know it's not really a topic or anything like that, which I realize is kind of okay if I don't want to talk about a topic or anything specific, and I just kind of want to talk about like the current stuff going on. 'Cause current, like, if every single episode was just like the current events going on, it would still be a story and like a still like a pathway type deal of my life. So like just a little documentary or not documentary, but like a blog and audio form. I don't know. So I realize that's fine. So no, they're not topics. I think I'll just do topics when I want to do topics, and otherwise it'll just be kind of like what it was today, which I am totally okay with. But what am I hitting? Hello? Also, the mic is a little bit closer. I don't know if I'll sound louder or better or worse with this, so let me know. But I think that is all I have for you guys this week. So thank you all for listening as always. Leave a comment if you would like, because you know I like those. And yeah, thank you so much. I will see y'all next week. Bye.